Hello, it's the 26th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Luton Town Football Club's move from Kenilworth Road is expected to take place in 2026, regardless of the outcome of Saturday's championship game at Wembley. Planning permission for Power Court Stadium, located close to Luton Railway Station, was approved back in 2019, but a number of factors, including lockdown, have affected further progress. A more detailed planning application will soon be submitted for the site, which will serve as a cornerstone for the new residential, retail and recreational development at the heart of the town. Gary Stewart, the club's CEO, said, "We know everyone is desperate for a new stadium to open, as are we." Barclays Bank will close its branch in Biggleswade on the 18th of August, adding to the town's high street woes. Customers voiced their disappointment at a recent town meeting, lamenting the loss of a local face-to-face banking service. Over 1,000 knives and other weapons have been removed from Bedfordshire streets in the past week as part of Beds Police Operation Skepta. 11 collection bins were placed across the county where weaponry could be dropped off anonymously. Police will check to ensure that none of the inventory has recently been used in crime before destroying the stockpile. Flitwick's Mark Walden attended his father's funeral a day before attaining victory at the European Professional Arm Wrestling Championship recently held in Finland. The 53-year-old grandfather dedicated his emotional gold medal win to his father's memory. That's all for this week. Have a great bank holiday weekend. I'll be back on Tuesday with your Bedford News updates.